This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is selective toxicity and why some people only display toxic traits around certain individuals? Understanding why toxic behavior targets some people and not others. In short, toxic traits are harmful, destructive patterns of behavior that damage trust, respect, and working relationships over time. Selective toxicity means someone only directs those harmful patterns at specific individuals, not at everyone around them. This makes the behavior harder to prove and easier for others to dismiss. Recognizing the pattern is the first step to protecting yourself from it. Definition: selective toxicity traits refer to the pattern where a person displays harmful, undermining, or destructive behavior specifically towards certain individuals while presenting as reasonable or even pleasant to everyone else. The behavior is not random. It is targeted. You watched it happen again at this morning's meeting. Your colleague was warm, funny, and cooperative with everyone in the room except you. With you, they were cutting. With you, they interrupted, dismissed, and talked over. Nobody else seemed to notice. You are starting to wonder if you are imagining things. You are not imagining things. What you're experiencing has a name: selective toxicity. It describes a pattern where someone's toxic traits are not broadcast to the world, but aimed specifically at certain people. Understanding selective toxicity traits matters because the targeted nature of the behavior makes it uniquely difficult to address. You cannot simply point to evidence everyone else has seen. This article will help you understand what drives this pattern, how to recognize it clearly, and what to do when you find yourself on the receiving end. If you want to understand how unmet needs drive conflict in teams, that is covered separately. Here, we focus on why toxic behavior gets pointed at specific individuals and what that tells us. What toxic traits actually mean in practice. A toxic trait is any consistent behavioral pattern that damages another person's sense of safety, respect, or trust in a relationship. Not a bad mood. Not a rough week. A pattern. In practice, toxic traits show up as repeated undermining, consistent dismissiveness, deliberate exclusion, subtle ridicule, or the quiet erosion of someone's confidence over time. The word consistent is doing a lot of work in that sentence. One harsh comment does not make someone toxic. A reliable pattern of them does. Here is what selective expression looks like. A project manager is well-liked by her director and peers. She is credited with being collaborative and calm under pressure. But one member of her team, a quieter man who joined 6 months ago, experiences something entirely different. She speaks over him in meetings, assigns him the least visible work, and finds small ways to make him doubt his contributions. Nobody else seems to see it. He wonders if he is too sensitive. That gap between how someone presents to the world and how they treat a specific person is the hallmark of selective toxicity. It matters because it tells you the behavior is not accidental. It is chosen. Why selective toxic behavior matters. Here is the truth of it. Behavior that is targeted is harder to confront than behavior that is visible to everyone. And that invisibility is exactly what gives it power. It isolates the target. When you are the only one experiencing someone's toxic traits, you carry the burden alone. You may feel embarrassed to raise it, worried others will think you're overreacting, or uncertain enough about your own perception that you stay quiet. This isolation is part of what makes the pattern so damaging. It protects the person displaying it. Someone who can switch their harmful behavior on and off depending on who's watching has plausible deniability. They appear fine to leadership, to peers, to clients. The person they target looks like the problem by comparison, especially if they eventually react with frustration or withdrawal. It erodes trust in a team. Even when others do not directly witness the targeted behavior, they often sense something is off. Teams feel the friction. The dynamic shifts. If you want to understand how the silent erosion works, passive-aggressive behavior that erodes team trust follows a similar pattern. It causes lasting damage to the person targeted. When you are told, directly or indirectly, that the difficulty is only your experience, you start to question your own judgment. That self-doubt is one of the most destructive consequences of selective toxicity. The stakes here are real. A person on the receiving end of targeted toxic behavior does not just suffer in the moment. They often carry the effects into future relationships and roles long after the situation has ended. How to recognize selective toxicity traits when you see them. You know selective toxicity traits are present when you see someone's behavior shift predictably depending on who is in the room. Number 1. Behavioral inconsistency by audience. The person is visibly different with certain people. Warm with the manager, cold with the junior. Pleasant in group settings, dismissive in private. The shift is not subtle once you are looking for it. Number 2. Targeted undermining. The harmful behavior is directed at one or two specific people, not broadly expressed. This might look like taking credit for someone's ideas in a meeting, as described in detail in scripts for addressing team members who undermine group work, or it might show up as small exclusions that add up over time. Number 3. Controlled delivery. The toxic behavior arrives in moments when witnesses are absent or when the person displaying it feels safe. This is not impulsive behavior. It is managed. That control is itself a signal. Number 4. A clear gap between reputation and experience. The target of selective toxicity often hears how great the other person is from colleagues who have only seen their public face. That gap between the reputation and the lived experience is telling. For example, I cannot understand why you find her difficult. She has always been brilliant with me. Number 5. Escalation in private. What begins as small slights can grow more pronounced over time, particularly when the person displaying the behavior realizes there will be no consequence. The target silence reads as permission to continue. These characteristics together paint a picture of behavior that is deliberate and targeted, not accidental or universal. Common misconceptions about selective toxic behavior. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about selective toxicity traits. Misconception. If nobody else sees it, it probably is not happening. The truth. Selective toxicity is specifically designed to be invisible to most people. The fact that others have not witnessed it is not evidence it is not real. It is often evidence that the person displaying it is skilled at choosing their moments. If you are experiencing a consistent pattern, trust your own data. Misconception. Someone who displays toxic traits with one person must be toxic with everyone eventually. The truth. That is not how this works. Some people manage their behavior with great precision, reserving their harmful patterns for specific targets while maintaining healthy, even warm, relationships with everyone else. This is uncomfortable to accept because it removes the easy explanation that they're just a difficult person. The behavior is a choice, applied selectively. Misconception. The target must be doing something to provoke the behavior. The truth. Selective toxicity is about the needs and fears of the person displaying it, not the failings of the person receiving it. Targets are often chosen because they represent something, a threat to status, a reminder of someone from the past, or simply someone perceived as less likely to push back. The target's behavior rarely explains or justifies what is directed at them. The short version, selective toxicity is real. It is deliberate. And it says far more about the person displaying it than the person receiving it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Selective toxicity in real situations. Here's what selective toxicity traits look like when they are, and are not, present. In a workplace setting, a senior analyst is widely respected in her department. But a new colleague, a man in his early 30s who joined with strong credentials, finds that she consistently talks over him in team calls, attributes his suggestions to others, and sends clipped, unhelpful replies to his emails. Everyone else receives detailed, collegial responses. He raises it once, informally, and is told she is one of the best people on the team. He drops it. The behavior continues. In a team setting, a team leader notices that one of his team members, a woman who's otherwise well integrated into the group, consistently excludes a single colleague from informal conversations and decision loops. The isolated colleague begins to feel disconnected from the team without being able to name exactly why. This is a pattern worth paying attention to. Recognizing when behavior is isolating a team member is a separate but related skill worth developing. In a leadership context, a department head is well regarded for her communication style and emotional intelligence. One direct report, a quiet but capable man who has been passed over for 2 promotions, finds that her feedback to him is consistently vague, critical without being actionable, and delivered in a tone she never uses with others. He has watched her communicate strategic changes with warmth and clarity to the rest of the team. The contrast is striking. What these three scenarios have in common: the behavior is consistent, targeted, and invisible to most of the people around it. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about selective toxicity traits. Selective toxicity is real. If you're experiencing consistent harmful behavior from someone who appears perfectly reasonable to everyone else, your experience is valid. Cross the pattern, not the reputation. The targeted nature of the behavior is not coincidental. It tells you the person is in control of what they display and to whom. That is important information. Document specific incidents, not impressions. Write down what was said, when, and who was present. You will need that clarity if you ever choose to address it directly or escalate. Addressing the behavior directly requires preparation. Using I statements in difficult conversations can help you speak to what you have experienced without triggering defensiveness. Do not minimize the impact on yourself. Targeted behavior is designed to make you doubt yourself. Resisting that self-doubt is part of protecting your own clarity and confidence. Understanding what drives the behavior, whether it is fear, status threat, or something more personal, can help you decide how to respond. How unmet needs drive conflict explores that dimension further. If you want to go further, the next step is learning to name what is happening clearly and then deciding, with full information, whether to address it directly or protect yourself from a safer distance. Frequently asked questions. What is selective toxicity in people? Selective toxicity is a behavioral pattern where a person only displays harmful or destructive traits around specific individuals while appearing normal or pleasant to others. It is not random. The target is usually chosen because they represent a perceived threat, a power imbalance, or an emotional trigger for the toxic person. Why do some people only show toxic traits around certain individuals? Toxic behavior is rarely uncontrolled. People who display selective toxicity traits are often managing their behavior carefully for social reasons, but drop that mask when they feel safe to do so, typically around someone with less power, less visibility, or someone they feel threatened by. How do you recognize selective toxicity traits in a colleague? Watch for consistent behavioral shifts. A person who's charming in group settings, but cold, dismissive, or undermining in one-on-one situations is showing a key sign. If you are the only one who seems to experience their difficult side, you may be their target. Is selective toxicity the same as having a bad day? No. A bad day produces inconsistent behavior across all relationships. Selective toxicity is a pattern that repeats reliably around specific people and not others. The consistency is the tell. If someone is consistently difficult with you and only you, that is a pattern worth taking seriously. What should you do if you are the target of selective toxic behavior? First, trust your own experience. Document specific incidents, not impressions. Then decide whether to address the behavior directly or escalate. Scripts for addressing undermining behavior can help you open that conversation clearly and without blame. Do not minimize what is happening because others have not witnessed it. Can someone display toxic traits without being a toxic person? Yes, selective toxicity traits can emerge from unresolved fear, past experience, or unmet needs rather than a fixed character flaw. That does not make the behavior acceptable, but it does mean the pattern may be addressable through direct, honest conversation rather than permanent avoidance. Understanding how the amygdala hijack affects behavior under pressure can add useful context here. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.